as far as like my most memorable event in Netherlands, and this might come as cliche or whatnot, but it's Frozen Dead Guy Days. We had finished working for the day. We were renting a house where the bus station is now. And we went to the liquor store, and there was a little piece of paper on the door that said, "Coffin races tomorrow at Chipeta Park." So we drove back to our job site, stole a bunch of wood, came back here, built our coffin while drinking a lot, and entered the race the next day and won. The entire Frozen Dead Guy Day event was about 150 people. So we went back the following year and we won again. And the year after that, we won again.
Wait, you're a how many year champ?
Three.
What? You're a three-peat champ?
So.
Right, we know what story we're leading with. Okay, Eric, what made you guys the champions? Construction, resilience, speed, heart.
Heart. So our team name was the Working Man's Dead. And we were all carpenters and mechanics, and we were all just working stiffs, you know. And we were going up against athletes. The very last year that we won, I remember being in the bar after the race, and this guy came up and bought me a beer and all. And he's like, "Yeah, you know, I won't name a name, but there's a prominent businessman in town that hired ringers to beat us. And they were like Olympic level athletes. And we ran them into the ground and they couldn't believe it. They were just like, wow, how do you guys do that? We're like, well, we just live here and drink a lot of beer. So after that, I started being asked to judge the races. And that led into designing the race course. And that went on for, 15 more years or so. And eventually I kind of drifted away from it for various reasons.
Why do you think it captures people so much? I mean, that's what brought me here.
You know, it's just that level of total off-the-wall weirdness. I mean, you have a party for what? There's a guy. No, come on. There's not really a guy up there. Well, yeah, there is. You know, and it definitely makes our town unique. I'm concerned about the fact that it's probably not going to happen. But at the same time, it really outgrew its britches. I mean, 30,000 people in one day in this town. That's a lot. You know, like I said, year one, there was about 150 people. Yeah. Year two, there was probably 1,000 people.